Correct your status. What does it mean to correct your status? You have been living under one system of law, the law of the sea, created by corporations, and one presumption of political status most of your life. That presumption began with a trust entitled the Sestai K.V.I. Trust, which is related to birth certificate fraud where Americans were deemed dead and lost at sea. Those entities masquerading as our government have removed our original common law with its protections and replaced it with fictional statutory law that strips us of our freedom by creating legal fictions through which we are compelled to operate as citizens. To correct your status means to do the paperwork necessary to change from the presumption of being lost at sea under maritime law to being a living man/woman according to land law. It means to expatriate citizenship from the corporate United States. Civil status determines your operation as a slave or a free man/woman. Why must we correct our status? Our American freedom has been usurped by corporate entities. Americans are a conquered people, conquered by the European royal and elite insidiously masquerading as federal and state governments. Through lies and use of legalese, deception, patriotism, propaganda, fear, and intimidation, Americans have been made into slaves of the system. Americans are owed significant benefits that have been stolen from us over centuries. In coming forward and reclaiming your birthright political status, you are also claiming those benefits for yourself and your descendants. Are you aware of those benefits? Some of these benefits include the right to own land, privacy, protection of people, trial by jury, public law, and equal justice. Other people in this country are not necessarily owed these same rights and provisions because they have chosen to act as citizens owing allegiance to a foreign government. We have a job to do. That job is to restore our lawful American government. We are rebuilding the American government and bringing our states of the Union into session according to the blueprint handed down by our forefathers. We function by committee and aim at building community on a statewide basis. We are the peaceable, law-abiding people of this country, exercising our right to self-govern. We are not trying to build something new. We are repopulating our land and soil jurisdiction because our actual government is not fully operational. It is not functioning as it should because it was never fully restored after the Civil War. We have not restored it because we were not informed that it needed to be restored. Certain parties profited themselves by keeping that hidden from us. Now that we have a grasp of the actual situation, we have the means to restore our lawful American government, and all we need to do is to do it. A learning curve. Some people who have thought of themselves as U.S. citizens all their lives may be offended and have a great deal of trouble understanding that there is a difference between being an American and being a U.S. citizen of some stripe. It will be difficult for them to grasp the fact that they have to make a choice between the various political statuses, declare that choice, and record it in order to access all the freedoms and guarantees owed to Americans. U.S. citizens, U.S. persons, both natural and artificial, and individuals are deemed subject to legislative acts of Congress as defined individual, 26 CFR section 1.1441-1, c. 3, a person, 26 U.S.C. section 7701, c. or a statutory U.S. citizen, as described in 8 U.S.C. section 1401. U.S. citizens residing in one of the states of the Union are classified as property and franchises of the federal government as an individual entity. The reason you create and develop the paperwork to change your political status is to use it as superior evidence of who you are, a lawful person, and the capacity in which you are acting, peaceful American state civilian. The British Territorial Army, aka United States Deep State, has deemed it expedient to misidentify everyone as enemy combatants until proven otherwise. The two sides in this ugly 150-year-old fantasy war are the British territorial government operating a territorial state of state, like the state of Florida, and the municipal United States government operating a municipal state of state like the state of Florida. The Army has their undeclared foreign agents, doctors and nurses illegally conscripted under the old federal Title 37 as uniformed officers. At the hospitals, identify all newborn babies as lost on the battlefield, and then presumes the newborns are wards of their territorial states of states. Then your data is shipped off to have you arbitrarily defined and registered as a municipal enemy combatant so that the army can come back in and pillage your estate, etc., under the guise of you being an enemy. So, they have evidence that you are both a territorial pauper, a ward of the state of state, and more evidence that you are a municipal citizen, a U.S. citizen, which makes you a presumed enemy combatant, already a criminal under their unauthorized 14th Amendment and a slave because you are a criminal. They have issued a birth certificate in your name, and this serves as evidence for them, but it can also serve as evidence for you. To correct this error, get a few certified copies of your birth certificate and put them in a file. Along with that, obtain two affirmed and notarized witness testimonies from people having firsthand knowledge of who you are, friends, family, classmates, long-time employers, co-workers, etc., and where and when you were born, clearly identifying a picture of you as the one who was born at such and such a time and place to such parents. This establishes who you are and connects your physical body to the name so that your living lawful personhood can be established. Notice that you have a birthday, but the thing they created when they registered you as property belonging to their corporation has a birth date, which is the file date when this bogus person was created. Two separate days, two separate people.